and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. Today, veteran actor Rishi Kapoor has passed away. He has been quite active on social media and he had posted his last tweet on April 2nd talking about the coronavirus pandemic. So with a heavy heart, we start with the updates on India. The total confirmed cases in India have risen to 33,050. The death toll from the outbreak in India is now around 1,074. Of these, 23,651 are active cases, while 8,325 have been cured or discharged. If we talk about the recovery rate, it stands at 25.19% in the country as per the Health Ministry. The Ministry of Home Affairs also said last night that the centre will issue new guidelines after the lockdown. The second lockdown is lifted on May 3rd. Also, the Home Ministry has said that it has permitted the interstate movement of migrant workers, tourists, students and pilgrims and others who are stranded across the countries. But there will be screening that will happen of the individual that will be mandatory before and after travel. Also, it will include quarantine guidelines. This will only happen if both the states agree to this. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has said that 8,30,201 samples have been tested so far, if we count it till today morning. Also, in terms of state-wise cases, known COVID-19 cases in Gujarat have crossed 4,000, with around 9,900 cases in Maharashtra, almost touching 10,000. It is the worst impacted state, followed by Gujarat, then Delhi. Delhi is almost moving towards 3,500. Also, Punjab and West Bengal has said that restrictions will continue after May 3rd, but they will only be eased in non-containment zones. Also, Tripura CM has said the same thing, that not considering to withdraw the lockdown now. Apart from that, follow-up patients can now book advance appointments with AIIMS Delhi for teleconsultations by a number that they have provided. Also, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Twitter has said that the Delhi government is making arrangements to soon bring back Delhi students from Kota in Rajasthan. Apart from that, the Maharashtra government has also released 70 buses from Dhule to Kota. These buses will bring back around 1,800 students stranded in Kota. Also, IIT Madras has a kit that is being developed by 3D printers. A startup is responsible for developing this PPE kit by stationery material. Also, Ahmedabad civic body has imposed a heavy fine of 50,000 for not wearing mask in public places. Also, the total number of containment zones in Mumbai now stand at 1,212. Of these, over 500 are blue containment zones, which are, you know, standalone buildings. As many as 250 are orange zones, and some of these are actually congested areas, because of which, there's a high density of population, and there are over 430 red containment zones where police support has been taken for implementing restrictions. Also, the Kerala Finance Minister has said that we have introduced an ordinance through which salaries of government employees can be deferred by up to 25% to a future date, which has to be declared within 6 months by the government because of this national health emergency. Also, Railways has drafted a plan for movement of stranded migrants and students as per a report. Also, if we talk about reports, around 40% of restaurants might not recover from the impact of COVID-19 lockdown. Also, if we talk about the aviation sector, Vistara will minimize in-flight services, is what has said. This news has come after SpiceJet has announced a pay cut for the pilots. Also, airports and airlines in India are preparing their own standard operation procedures to resume services at 30% capacity of the usual schedule once the lockdown is lifted. Also, Indian embassies in US are contacting nationals who wish to travel back home. Apart from that, the Indian embassy in Saudi Arabia has asked Indians that are seeking repatriation to fill a form. Hunger may kill more people than COVID-19 if the lockdown is extended, is what the Infosys founder N.R. Narayana Murthy has said. Apart from that, today's big news was Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's interaction with Raghuram Rajan on COVID-19 pandemic's economic impact that took place today. And Raghuram Rajan included many insights, including that this pandemic is an unprecedented situation and efforts should be made on direct benefit transfer, is what he said. With that, now let's move on to some of the global updates. The global death toll has crossed the 2,25,000 mark, with over 2,27,000 people dead because of the coronavirus pandemic, according to the Johns Hopkins University data. Also, it's the number of infection, the confirmed cases that have been reported globally is now touching 3.2 million. Let's move to South Korea. South Korea has reported no new domestic case for the first time after 29th February. This is as per the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data, and also the KCDC reported 4 new infections, all imported cases, taking the total number of infected people in the country to 10,765, and the death toll stands at 247. Singapore also is on track for the nationwide 5G services that were supposed to be out by 2025. So despite the current economic uncertainties, the country has said that the services is on track for launch in 2025. Apart from that, Trump has said that China wants him to lose the 2020 elections. So basically, Donald Trump said that the coronavirus has upset very badly the US trade deal with China, and that China will do anything they can to have him lose in the 2020 elections. This was an interview with Reuters, and Trump does not see the 2020 election as being a referendum on his handling of the pandemic, is what he has said. In the US, Los Angeles becomes the first major US city to offer free coronavirus testing for all the residents. Apart from that, China's Forbidden City will reopen on Friday. 3 months after it was closed because of the pandemic, Beijing's Forbidden City will reopen. Also, China has said that the manufacturing activities have expanded slightly, if we talk about this month of April, because the lockdown has eased and China has reported only 4 new cases and no new deaths in the last 24 hours. Also, if we talk about Japan expected to extend state of emergency by a month. So basically, the government of Japan is expected to extend this lockdown of emergency for another month after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has described the coronavirus outbreak as severe. So the country is planning to extend it in order to contain the pandemic. Also, like yesterday, we spoke about the success of Remdesivir, Gilead's drug that is showing satisfactory result in the clinical trial. So according to the head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Fauci has said that the trial shows clear-cut effect. Also, Trump wants FDA to move as quickly as they can on the Remdesivir approval, is the information we are getting from the US. If we talk about California is likely to shut down all the beaches and state parks from May 1st, is what the international reports are suggesting. This is what CNBC International has reported. So basically, most of the public spaces are being opened and the lockdown is being lifted gradually in the country, but California might again shut down the beaches. So police called after New York funeral home stores bodies in trucks. There is a lot of passerbys who were complaining about smell, the official said, and they are investigating to this report. Also, more cases of rare syndrome in children is being reported. Yesterday also we spoke about this rare disease. So doctors around the world have reported more cases of this rare but lethal inflammatory syndrome in children that appears to be linked to the coronavirus infection. Nearly 100 cases of this illness emerged in around 6 countries as per the reports. So doctors in Britain, the US, France, Italy, Spain, and even now Switzerland have reported this, and the investigation is underway. Also, South Africa's virus cases have jumped past 5,000 after the daily increase in the number of reported cases. So basically, today, after it said the largest single day jump in the number of cases, the Health Ministry of South Africa have now put out the figure that a total of 354 new cases were confirmed, bringing the overall infected people in the country to over 5,300. And the number of deaths spiked from 10 to now 103. Also, if you talk about the economy of Europe, it is not in good shape. France has plunged into recession. So has Italy. So basically, data is showing that French GDP has contracted by 5.8% in the first 3 months of 2020, which is a very sharp decline in activity because of the lockdown. Also, Italy has entered recession. The Italian GDP also shrank by around 4.7% in the first quarter, as per the new figures, and this is the biggest drop since the data series began in 1995. Also, Spain's daily death toll has fallen to the lowest in nearly 6 weeks. The number of deaths related to COVID when I recorded overnight in Spain was 268. Also, the war-torn Yemen has reported its first death. Also, the country is worried that the first two deaths, this is a new cluster of COVID-19 cases that are being circulated in the country undetected for some time now. And basically, attempts to contain the coronavirus pandemic is looking like a failure right now. Also, Russia has passed the 100,000 mark with the daily rise in the number of cases. It was a record rise. Over 7,000 new cases were recorded in one day on Thursday, bringing the nationwide tally to 1,06,498. Also, we spoke about Czech. Czech says that coronavirus spread is contained in the country. So the country was planning to reopen, and as the Czech Republic has seen the number of new cases drop below 100 for the past 8 consecutive days, the government will continue to cautiously open up the economy as per the update by the health ministry there. Okay, people out of work in Germany now increased by 373,000 to 2.64 million in April. So data from the labor office also showed that the unemployment rate has increased to 5.8% if we talk about the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Also, a British pharmaceutical company will know whether the COVID-19 vaccine, the candidate which was under trial, was effective or not by June or July. So the CEO of the company, which is AstraZeneca, has said that the company will continue working with Oxford Vaccine Unit to bring it to patients as soon as possible. Let's speak about UK. The leader, Boris Johnson, has chaired a cabinet meeting because the pressure is building over UK exit strategy. So the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has led a meeting with his top ministers to work on that. Also, Sweden had no lockdown in place. The strategy was rather controversial, but the economic damage from the virus could be just as bad to the country. So Sweden had attracted global attention for not imposing a full lockdown, but most of the countries in Europe had actually taken to a full lockdown, but Sweden did not. But to contain the coronavirus pandemic, as the country was open, we might still see economic damages. Also, Germany has added over 1,400 new cases and 173 additional deaths to the total number. If you talk about the aviation industry, which is one of the hardest hit because of the coronavirus pandemic, the energy demand is also set to fall on a record this year amid the coronavirus pandemic. We saw the crude prices falling negative if we talk about the US WTI prices this week. So this tells us the softened demand for energy. Also, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said that reopening public spaces too soon might be problematic. So he has warned against reopening too soon. So with that, it's a wrap on the global updates. Let's move on to some of the other articles that we have covered on the Money Control website. Switch to repo-linked home loans in COVID times to save on EMIs. Money Control's Preeti Kulkarni, right? If your home loan is linked to the MCLR or base rate, move to repo-linked lending to reduce your interest outgo. Apart from that, Railways privatization may get shot in the arm. Money Control's Pramiti Lonkar writes, Railways has proven to be a key contributor in India's response to COVID-19 crisis. Freight and parcel trains have been transporting essential commodities and other items when other modes of transport have come to a halt. Also, with that, let me remind you about the specially curated Money Control Isolation Planner. quick workout, cooking tips, motivation, great listens, reads, especially for the lockdown. So do check out the Money Control Isolation Planner. Apart from that, we have a special offer in terms of Money Control Pro, which is India's fastest growing financial subscription service, which has now turned a year old. So it's happy birthday for Money Control Pro. It has been providing actionable investment ideas, exclusive analysis, curated market data, all these in an ad-free experience. You can now subscribe to MC Pro at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. While you are at it, look out for benefits worth ₹20,000, available only for Pro users. Don't miss out, log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Also remember, the offer is valid from 21st April to 7th May. With that, we are wrapping up today, but all suggestions and feedbacks are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thank you for tuning in today.